This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news. The headlines first. Election Commission starts holding talks with political parties to correct proportional representation close list. Raswagadi border point with China resumes full operation. And Swiss police says several people have been killed after an explosion in a ski bar. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission is holding discussions with political parties to correct errors in the proportional representation close list submitted for the House of Representatives election scheduled for March 5th. The Commission said it is reviewing the list and pointing out mistakes, including whether inclusive group quotas have been properly followed. Party representatives are being called one by one for discussions. Assistant spokesperson Gulbahadur GC said talks were held with 12 political parties yesterday and meetings with another 12 parties are scheduled for today. A total of 64 political parties submitted PR close list. Of them, only 22 parties submitted candidates for all 110 PR seats. 10 parties submitted list for minimum 11 seats, while 10 parties registered with only a single election symbol. Although 93 parties applied to contest under the PR system, only 64 finally submitted close list. The commission will allow parties to correct their details. After verification, the final PR candidate list will be published. The Election Commission said experts from data, technology and legal fields are working at the PR election office to ensure the process runs smoothly. Nepal's northern Raswagadi international border point with China has fully resumed operations from today. According to Raswa Chief District Officer Rajesh Panthi, the crossing had been closed since early monsoon after floods washed away the Miteri Bridge. Vehicle movement resumed this morning after the Chinese government constructed a 91-meter-long Bailey Bridge with a load capacity of 55 tons. With the reopening of the Kerung border point, 8 Nepali cargo containers carrying Chinese goods have already crossed into Kerung, according to Inspector Bikram Kumar of the Timure border point post. Several more vehicles are preparing to cross the border point. Meanwhile, Chief Customs Officer Tulsi Prasad Bhattarai said the closure caused revenue losses of over 22 billion rupees in the current fiscal year compared to last year. Drivers have expressed concern over the poor condition of the Saprubesi Raswagadi road, which continues to pose risk for cargo vehicles. They have urged authorities to improve the road and ensure safety. Public Service Broadcasting PSB Nepal and the Press Council Nepal held an interaction program today to discuss the effectiveness, credibility and implementation of the media code of conduct in mainstream media. Speaking at the program held at Singhadarbar, Press Council Nepal Chairperson Dr. Kumar Sharma Acharya said journalism can become more trustworthy only if there is a change in thinking and working style. He said the Press Council is working fearlessly to strengthen media credibility and protect press freedom. Dr. Acharya also stressed that journalists should work with a clear understanding of not only citizens' rights mentioned in the Constitution, but also citizens' duties. At the program, Executive Chairperson of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, Dr. Mahendra Bista, said Radio Nepal and Nepal Television are moving forward with the core principle of people first after their transformation into public service broadcasters. He added that PSB Nepal is working independently, free from market and government pressure, and this has helped in delivering content that reflects the interests and needs of the people. The 8th Nepal AgriTech International Expo, aimed at promoting agricultural modernization and technology, will be held in Chitwan. The expo is being organized by Media Space Solutions Private Limited and FutureX Trade Fairs and Events Private Limited. The three-day event will take place from January 16 to 18 at the Chitwan Exhibition Center in Bharatpur. The expo will feature more than 100 stalls from agricultural companies of Nepal, India, China and other countries. Visitors will be able to learn about a wide range of agricultural sectors including poultry, fisheries, goat farming, cattle and buffalo rearing, dairy business, farm tools and machinery. veterinary services, food technology, pesticides, fertilizers, seeds, agricultural training, and financial services would also be in the stalls in the event. Foreign tourist arrivals to Mustang increased by 18.71% in the year 2025, with 161,122 foreign visitors recorded from January to 31st of December, according to Annapurna Conservation Area Project, Jomsom. This represents an increase of 25,403 tourists compared to the year 2024, signaling continued growth in the region's religious and adventure tourism. ACAP Jomsom Office Chief Rajesh Gupta said Mustang had welcomed 135,719 foreign tourists in 2024. Of the total visitors in 2025, 132,847 came from SAARC countries, while 28,275 were from non-SAARC nations. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Swiss police says several people have been killed and others injured after an explosion in a bar. The explosion happened in Cannes, Montana, in the Valais region, a region popular with tourists in Switzerland. The blast occurred at 1:30 a.m. local time in the Constellation Bar during New Year's Eve celebrations. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said a peace agreement to end the war with Russia is 90% ready in a New Year address that largely focused on resistance to Moscow's full-scale invasion. President Zelensky said remaining 10% of the agreement to end nearly 4 years of conflict would determine the fate of peace, the fate of Ukraine and Europe. In his own New Year speech, Russian President Vladimir Putin told his troops that he believed in them and their victory. Earlier on Wednesday, Moscow also released what it said was evidence of Ukraine using drones to target Putin's private home on Lake Valdai in northwest Russia, allegations Kyiv has strenuously denied. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, fog, mist and cold wave prevailing at most places over the Tarai region is likely to gradually improve later this afternoon. The weather is partially cloudy in Lumini province, Karnali province, Sudhir Paschim province and high hilly and Himalayan regions of the remaining provinces, while the remaining parts of the country will have mainly fair weather. There is also possibility of light rain and snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi province, Gandaki province, Karnali province and Sudhir Paschim province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines once again. Election Commission starts holding talks with political parties to correct proportional representation's closed list. Raswa Gadi border point with China resumes full operation and Swiss police says several people have been killed after an explosion in a bar. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and Happy New Year 2026!